Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
This Really Isn't About You, written and read by Jean Hannah Edelstein. For my mother, with love and gratitude. Because if I tell the story, it doesn't hurt as much. Because if I tell the story, I can get on with it. Nora Ephron, Heartburn. Part 1, Between. One. I was in Brooklyn looking for love on OkCupid when my father died. It was a cold February night in 2014. It was almost 2 years after the night in late spring when my parents called me on Skype. I was at home in London, and they were at home in Baltimore. And Dad looked into the camera and said, "I have lung cancer." That night in February, I had a rare feeling of contentment, or something like it. After 6 weeks of not quite having a home, of living between my parents' house in Baltimore and a temporary spot in Brooklyn, I'd secured a lease on an apartment in a brownstone in Clinton Hill, a pretty neighborhood in the middle of Brooklyn. I was beginning to feel like it might be time to build my real life in America. Maybe, I thought, I could start working on finding a boyfriend. The other two things were in place. I had a job, and now I had a place to live. Maybe my life was almost under control. Getting the lease to my new apartment had not been easy. Until 6 weeks earlier, when I'd moved to New York City, I had spent all of my adult life outside of the United States, where I'd grown up, in Montreal, Dublin, London, Berlin. This made getting a lease not a chore, but an ordeal. All of the credit card debt I amassed when I lived abroad counted for nothing to American creditors. It wasn't that my credit rating was bad. It was zero. To the systems that control money in America, I did not exist. No one would give me a lease on my own. I was a 32-year-old woman, an independent woman, and yet I needed to ask my dad for help. He had agreed to be the guarantor in my new apartment, to sign documents to promise that if I failed to pay the rent, he would be held accountable for my delinquency. But the final agreement had been delayed because my father didn't like the requests that the letting agency was making. They were asking him to disclose all kinds of personal financial information. My father thought that this went too far. Over the course of the previous weekend, Dad and I had discussed the circumstances several times on the phone and over Skype. I was feeling a little impatient that he was being inflexible. It felt old-fashioned. I had moved to New York City back to the United States to be close to him, to be near him and my mother. I appreciated that my father was helping me, knew that I was very lucky that he could help me, but I also felt frustrated. The last time we spoke about the lease, we were both on camera. I was at the kitchen table in the ground floor studio apartment I was subletting from a friend. Dad was sitting in front of his laptop in his home office. His face was gaunt, but he was smiling. He was very sick. I knew he was, and so did he. But my parents hadn't yet started discussing the end, at least not with me. We had not talked about hospice care or about making plans. I wasn't going to bring it up.